You know, we have had our share of divisive political conversations here in the United States of late. I'm not sure if you've experienced this yourself, but some are complaining that political anger is creeping into the workplace, sometimes creating hostile work environments. Here's NPR's Yuki Noguchi.
It would be easier, Michael Lopreste imagines, if he worked in a place where he could simply walk away from political diatribes. But as sales manager of a high-end furniture chain, he often can't afford to.
Being in sales, we're kind of this captive audience. You know, you want to make the client feel at ease, you want to make them feel important, you want to be able to have a good rapport with them. And a lot of times that manifests itself by being able to mirror back what they're saying or perfecting the nod and smile.
Customers supporting Donald Trump have pressed him into conversations decrying minimum wage hikes. Lopreste, a Democrat, feigns agreement until he can't stand it anymore.
You know, let me go check in the back for that, which 9 times out of 10 is code for I am done talking with you right now, and I need a minute to myself.
Lopreste says his parents are Republicans, and he studied political science in college, so ordinarily he likes debate, but the tenor has changed.
I feel like we've lost tact, and we've lost the ability to approach things delicately or to be able to read the room.
Employers are worried about that, too. This week, the Society for Human Resource Management released a survey showing 26% of employers say there's greater political volatility in the office compared to previous election cycles. 5% say there's less tension, but possibly because people are trying harder to avoid it. Jonathan Siegel, a Philadelphia employment lawyer, says this campaign season is heavy on anger.
Some of that anger isn't solely in dinner conversations or political rallies, but it comes into the workplaces.
For employers, however, regulating political discussion is a tricky balance. Siegel says discussion of minimum wage, equal pay, paid leave, things that affect working conditions might be protected by federal labor laws. On the other hand, careless comments about race, gender, or religion could also lead to harassment or discrimination claims. Susan Schoenfeld is senior legal editor at Business and Legal Resources, a publication for employers. She urges employers to be very vigilant.
It only takes one person to have that inflammatory discussion to alienate someone or cause a hostile work environment and a potential harassment claim.
She says the law gives private employers wide latitude for regulating political speech during work hours.
Employees of private companies do not have a constitutional right to free speech or expression at work.
Yet, according to the Society for Human Resource Management, only about a quarter of employers have a written policy regulating political activity at work. And having one won't necessarily resolve problems. Drew Robertson is a music teacher at a boys' school in Rochester, New York. He and others protested after the senior class sold Make Our School Great Again t-shirts, riffing off Donald Trump's slogan.
The other faculty members and myself were incredibly offended that the senior class decided to not only insinuate that all the previous classes at our school were not great, but that we wanted to ally ourselves with the views of Donald Trump as a school.
Robertson, who says he will vote Libertarian this November, says politics even color his classroom.
This year is the first year that I've experienced students openly making anti-Latino jokes in orchestra class. I actually had a student say he wanted to build a wall around a cellist because it would keep him quiet.
Not everyone finds this year's campaigns are cause for strife. Katie Toole Duncan, a writing tutor at Tallahassee Community College, says most of her colleagues support Bernie Sanders.
I am a registered Republican, for now.
For now, because Duncan isn't planning to vote with her party this year. She says she will hold her nose and vote for Hillary Clinton. She says, in an odd way, talking politics has helped build camaraderie with her coworkers.
I even joked with some of them that maybe the one good thing about Trump is that, you know, a Democrat and I can have a political discussion that we agree on.
Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.